So yes, a long reading this morning, and really we're seeing the disciples being commissioned and sent out. And one of the first really interesting reflections from that is that Jesus needed help. Jesus, this man who we reflect on as being God, who created everything, can't do everything by himself. He needs others to spread his word. And effectively, he's saying, okay, I'm God, but I'm one person. And for my message to get everywhere, I need other people. I need to commission other people. I need to send you out. And that's quite an important message, I think, for all of us. Most of us who are probably feeling fairly inadequate about giving out any sort of message, let alone one so profound as the good news of God. But that thing that God sends us out. Much of this discourse really is Jesus preparing and instructing his disciples to go and spread that good news. And as ever with the gospel, I think it's important that we hold it within context of the times. And we read it within the times of Israel as an occupied area, occupied by the Romans. And that sort of change, if you like, that the Roman Empire offers one empire, one example of kingdom, one example of rule. And really what Jesus is trying to offer, as he does to all of us constantly, is that opposing message, that one of love and caring. But in that specific task of being an evangelist, it's interesting how it contrasts with maybe the experience of the people at the time. So the Romans obviously would have conquered people, which they did fairly effectively, and that would have been with probably no small amount of bloodshed. And once they'd conquered a place, they would send in their messengers, their, if you like, evangelists, who would say, welcome to the wonderful new peaceful kingdom of the Roman Empire, and would expound the wondrous message that the Romans have come to you, and now everything will be wonderful and everything will be peaceful. It doesn't matter the fact that we've just beaten you up and taken over you and you've got no real choice. And that's, again, is an interesting reflection in itself. And I think one that's very important for here and now today. Because Rome is not the only dictator who likes to go into other places and just kind of force their narrative on them. And indeed, I mean, the British Empire was quite well known for it. And we're kind of reaping some of that reward back now. And some very early missionaries and Christian evangelists kind of fell into that same trap of just going into a place and going, this is the way you should be. And not reflecting with love. And the real contrast with what Jesus is asking the disciples to do is he's going to go into a place, see if they will accept your message. If they don't accept your message, if they don't accept you, then walk away. Leave them. Come back another day. I mean, can you imagine how if people didn't receive the Roman evangelists, messengers, what the consequences would be? It probably wouldn't be that they just walk away and come back. It probably would be, well, we'll just beat this message into you until you accept it. So straight away already, there's a real difference in what Jesus is asking people to do. What they've probably experienced up until now, they've experienced being told what they should think. And now Jesus is saying, yes, go and tell people. But if they're not ready to receive it, move on. If your peace is accepted, then let it rest there. If it's not, go out and find and wait. Because eventually it will be accepted, it will come back. And again, I guess there's probably a difference between what the Roman Empire would have done, which is tax very heavily, take away a lot of freedoms, you know, adjust people's civilization. That in a sense, they would have brought the Greek language to them and a lot of the habits and culture. They kind of would have forced it on. It's an interesting, again, different oppressor, but the Babylonians were very good at this. And when we talk a lot about the exile of the Hebrew people, a lot of it wasn't a physical exile. A lot of it actually was an exile just from their culture, because the Babylonians would have come in and would have imposed their culture on them. They might have stayed where they were, but they weren't allowed to kind of be the people they wanted to be. And in a sense, the Romans probably would have done quite a similar thing. And again, we can think again of several more modern examples, even going on today, where countries are going in and just kind of saying, this is the way you should be. Not really accepting that everyone is maybe slightly different, has different ways of doing things and trying to mold and encompass. But instead of taking away, Jesus was saying, well, you're going to heal and you're going to love and you're going to give and you're not going to be paid anything. And whatever you receive will just be what you receive if you're worthy to give. I mean, one of these verses, actually, for anyone who's in sort of discernment or thinking, is quite a heavy one, because you think, well, I'm going to do this thing where I'm going to give and I'm not going to get anything back in return. And you know, when you're trying to weigh up sort of, you know, does that really stack up? That's quite a big commitment to go out and give this message, but not expect anything back. But it's that trust in God that's quite a big, it's a big thing every day, trusting in Him, expecting that He will provide. Provide even the words when you're challenged, when you're persecuted. Do not worry about what you're going to say, because the words are given to you. They are not your own words. They are the words of God. I think there's so much in this morning that is so important for us to hear in this time, in this place, not just in this place, but in generally where we are, in a world where there is so much conflict, there is so much difficulty, and there's so much, a lot, and so much of that is based on just a lack of appreciation for who people are, the differences of who people are. And yes, we may think we've got an important message, and we have a way of doing things differently, but sometimes we just need to come alongside people and take them with us and show us their peace. And it's a message for us today also to hear that message and to accept it and to be open to it and to know it. Those early examples of Sodom and the other place, which I'm not going to try and say again, is an interesting one. But the main sin of those places was not accepting people. It was a lack of hospitality was where they fell down. It was not anything else, really. It was not, okay, there was a lot of stuff going on, but what they didn't do is accept strangers openly and warmly. They didn't allow someone to come in and for their peace to settle. And again, there is so much in our society that is the same. So we are commissioned as we are through our baptism, through our faith, through our worship, to be disciples, to be messengers, to be evangelists in whichever way we choose to be. But know that the words that we are given or the actions that we are given to do are not ours. And in that sense, we're supported by that. We're asked to love, but that love is given to us freely and willingly. Amen.